Morning Ireland, it's 12 minutes past eight, and as we heard earlier, the latest figures in the rent index from the Rental Tenancies Board confirm what many renters and would-be renters are saying. The cost of renting just keeps rising. Rents are going up twice as fast outside Dublin, but in every county. New renters are paying more than existing renters, an average of €222 more a month. Sinn Féin housing spokesperson Eoin O'Brien joins us in studio. So the cost of renting is growing up. The squeeze on supply means that's a trend that's going to stay for the foreseeable future. Is there anything that can be done about that in the short term? What would you do?
Well, first of all, it's important to recognise that we've been talking about this now for a decade. Rents have risen relentlessly since 2014, and since 2017, the private rental sector has been shrinking. And quarter after quarter, every time I come into the studio or elsewhere, I keep saying the same things. Government needs to, one, do more to protect renters. We need a ban on rent increases for all renters, new and existing. We need a proper refundable tax credit for renters to put a full month's rent back in their pockets. But crucially, we need government to increase and accelerate the delivery of both social and affordable cost rental accommodation. Their targets are too low. They're missing them year on year. And if I was coming in here for the first time to say that, government could say, oh, well, that takes time. They've had a decade, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and the rental sector has never been in more
turmoil. Well, Fianna Fáil have only been there since 2020, they would say that 100,000 homes have been built since they come into office, that the renter's tax credit has increased to 750. Rents in rent protection zones, and that's most of the country, they can only go up 2% a year. And they're going to deliver 40,000 homes a year. So capacity is increasing and it's going to take time.
Well, first of all, they've been supporting Fine Gael for the last 7 years, including things like the rent pressure zone legislation and the failure to supply social and affordable homes. There is absolutely no point giving a renter a tax credit if that is just absorbed and more in rent increases. In fact, if you look at the rent increases both inside and outside of Dublin, whether it's for new and existing tenants, it's more than the paltry tax credit. But the problem here is, yes, we're seeing an increase in the supply of new homes. There's no doubt about that. It's nowhere close to what's required. And importantly, the particular types of homes that are required for the folks who have been hit with these rent increases, social and affordable homes, aren't being delivered. The government are missing those targets every single year and the targets are too low. So we need the government to accept that what they're doing is not working for renters. It has never been harder to be a renter, more insecure, more expensive. And without the kinds of policies that I have been arguing for here for a decade, things are going to get worse. And that's
but in
why
terms of the policies, you've been arguing a long time. You know that the counter argument for a long time is that the road to hell can be paved with good intentions. The more that you ban rent increases, the more that you ban people from being evicted, the more that you do what's happening, we are seeing the majority supplier of rental accommodation, which is the small private landlord, and they are exiting the market in droves because of controls.
No, that's not the case. They are leaving the market and they've been leaving the market since 2017 in significant numbers. They're doing that primarily because of positive equity and because they're approaching pension age and their intention was always to sell the property to get that capital gains lump sum, and there's nothing wrong with that. But also, if you take, for example, the issue of the ban on evictions, landlords were leaving the market well before there was a ban on evictions, and they've continued to leave the market at the same rate since that ban was ended. Likewise with rent increases, if anybody is telling me that you cannot make a return entering the market when rents are at the highest record level in history, it makes no sense. But the real issue is this. Many of the people we're talking about in terms of tenants do not want to be in the private rental sector. They want to be in social housing, they want to be in age-friendly housing, they want to be affordable housing, or they want to buy their own homes. And year after year after year, despite the fact that we present government with an alternative plan, they ignore it, they stick their head in the sand. This is not on the opposition. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have been in charge together. This is their rental crisis, and until we get them out of government and we have a new government, a new plan, the crisis in the rental sector and the housing and homelessness crisis overall is going to get worse.
And given that your party is against the Help to Buy scheme, the First Home Bridge, the GAP scheme, the 70,000 vacant property grant scheme, they're helping around 150,000 people at the moment. Is it the case, as many government TDs argued, that, OK, the capacity for between 40 and 50, everyone's kind of agreeing on that, maybe even more, but that your delivery of housing would be skewed against home ownership?
No, in fact, if you actually look at what's happened with home ownership under Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, it's declining. They are not the parties of home ownership. They push up house prices and make it more difficult.
Sinn Féin say those are all schemes helping people become homeowners.
But the objective facts provided by the CSO show the longer Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are in government, the more home ownership, particularly particularly among the under 40s, declines and the more rents and house prices rise. Sinn Féin is the party of social housing, affordable housing and home ownership. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are the parties of big developers, big investors and vulture and cuckoo funds. And on with respect to the grants, Sinn Féin has never been against the vacant home refurbishment grant. Never. All we've argued is it's underfunded, targets are too low and it's badly designed. We would improve it. And the great difficulty with Help to Buy and the First Home Scheme is that while they give help to some people, or they appear to do that, they push up house prices for everybody else and they make it much harder. So we make no apologies to say we would replace those inflationary grants with tens of thousands of genuinely affordable homes at prices people can afford. We need to start delivering large volumes of affordable homes to rent or buy, delivered by local authorities and approved housing bodies at prices regular people can afford, not relentlessly push up house prices to put extra money in the pockets of big developers and institutional
investors.
But
in terms of delivering all of that and in terms of delivering the supply, and again, there seems to be a consensus coming around the 50,000 a year mark. The problem is the government's already the biggest player nearly in the property market, and there is a funding gap. Where would you get the money to deliver rate of housing each year?
Two things. We've been arguing for 2 years that we need about 50,000 new homes a year, as of industry, as of independent experts. Government is only coming to that very, very late in the day. In fact, last year they said, no, you didn't need that number and it wasn't possible.
But where would you get the money to keep that going? Because there is a funding gap.
I'm going to answer that, but it's important that we have a discussion based on evidence. The second thing is the government isn't the biggest player. If you actually look at the 33,000 new units delivered last year, the vast majority of them went into the build-to-rent sector, some went into owner-occupiers and some went into social. Government is not spending the money that it has said it's going to spend. It has access to increased resources, the Housing Finance Agency, the European Investment Bank and Exchequer Revenue Surpluses. But government is imposing far too much bureaucracy on local authorities and approved housing bodies. They're not doing enough to assist and activate the private residential development sector. And the private residential development sector are telling us, actually, you could probably deliver 50,000 to 60,000 units a year if you got the policies right, things that I have been saying on shows like this for a very long time.
OK, so, well then tell me, for instance, about one specific scheme, the tenant in situ scheme, which again was much trumpeted last year. You've put in a parliamentary question and I think only 31 properties have been purchased since that was brought in. How many more are in the pipeline and how would you fix that scheme or improve it in the short term?
So first of all, there are two tenants in situ, social rental and cost rental. Those figures relate to cost rental. And the problem with that scheme is that very few people know about it. The application process is too cumbersome through the local authority and the housing agency. And local authorities are far, far too slow, along with approved housing bodies, to acquire the properties. There has been an increase in the social housing tenant in situ and anything up to 1,800 purchases last year.
Which you presumably welcome.
We do, but we asked for that scheme to be reopened 2 years previous. And if government had responded when we asked for that to open, 2,000 to 4,000 families that became homeless wouldn't have been. We need to see 2,000 to 3,000 tenant situ purchases annually. We need to see a dramatic increase up to about an average of 15,000 social homes delivered annually. We need to see the use of emergency procurement and planning powers to deliver a stream of specific social housing using new building technologies to end pensioner homelessness and homelessness for families with children. All of these things we've put on the table year after year to government, but they have ignored it. They have continued with the same failed policies. That's why rents are rising, house prices are rising, homelessness is rising, and government continue to fail to meet their own inadequate social affordable housing targets. They are the cause of the problem. They need to go, and we need a new government and a new plan.
And there is an appeal from the department now, a tender going out for vacant properties to house asylum seekers. We had the operation yesterday of people being moved from Mount Street. A number of asylum seekers, we don't know if they came from Mount Street, but a number of asylum seekers yesterday were moved into Trotter House in Newtown, Mount Kennedy. Aren't they better there than in tents on the street, even if it's not what locals want?
Well, first of all, it's important to remember that we're talking about people. People who are seeking asylum and seeking refuge in this country. And nobody should be sleeping in a tent. Nobody. We have the capacity, if government got its act together, to ensure an adequate supply of good quality temporary accommodation, whether for people who are experiencing homelessness or people who are applying for international protection.
And even if that includes Newtown, Mount Kennedy.
And my view is very, very clear. People should not be sleeping on the streets and we need a better stream of emergency accommodation, temporary accommodation. The concern many people have is the government doesn't have an actual plan, doesn't have a plan to provide in particular state-led provision of good quality temporary accommodation, and therefore they're flailing about.
They can only do that with the consent of communities, though, and that's why I'm asking you about Newtown Mount Kennedy, because that community, some of those people in that community have been vocally saying no.
They have, and in my own constituency, where the government has taken decisions to use some buildings on a temporary basis, people in the community have said no. What my experience tells me is when government properly talks to people, engages with people, answers concerns where those concerns are legitimate and has a coherent plan, we don't get the kinds of scenes that we've seen in some parts of the country. Clearly, there are bad faith actors. There are people on the far right who are agitating. But at the core of this is a failure of government over 2 to 3 years to put in place a proper plan. And of course, the government can't put in a plan for housing. They can't put in a plan for healthcare. They can't put in a plan for international protection.
They do have a plan.
And in the crossfire then is men, women and children who are seeking international protection or who are seeking long-term housing being badly failed by this government.
And the other part of the clearing of people from around Mount Street and their tents was that people have been notified that they would be arrested if they came back. Do you understand under what law somebody would be arrested if they tried to pitch a tent in town again, in Mount Street or elsewhere? And do you agree with that?
The crazy thing is, nobody chooses to sleep in a tent. I just my years and years of experience dealing with people in housing and accommodation crisis, nobody chooses to sleep in a tent. If we had a proper functioning international protection system where people were treated in a fair and efficient and enforced manner, we wouldn't have ever had those kinds of scenes.
But given what we've got, would you agree with people being arrested, and do you understand under what law they would be arrested?
In what world do you start to threaten to arrest people who are being forced because of government failure to plan? They're living in tents. The solution here is not to threaten people. The solution here is to provide a state-led temporary accommodation response so people have decent quality temporary accommodation while their applications for international protection are being assessed. We've said it over and over again. This government cannot put in place a proper system. We need a system that is fair, that is compassionate, that is human rights based, but also that's efficient and enforced. And what I want is I want the government to get their act together, not saying things which are clearly for the public optics that I don't believe have any actual basis in law.
Eoin Óibrín, Sinn Féin housing spokesperson. Thank you. 24 minutes past 8.